When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all the shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Music, wine, and then loop up.
The glory hole is like a dick theater. I've imagined your
pants. Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back.
Hello, everybody. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Are you asking me or are you asking Podcast Land?
Yes. How are you? How are you, Angela?
I'm fantastic.
Well, that's good.
We've made it another week. Back here with By the By.
Is that our only, that's our only goal anymore? It's like, have I made it another week?
Well, that's step one.
Yes.
Let's start with step one.
Step one. Did you make it another week? Okay, good job. Great. Now that bar is set really low.
Hey, I want achievable goals.
fair enough. And that's the only way to survive nowadays.
Yeah, it's not a bad start.
If you're watching the news, Australia is trying to mimic other countries that start with A, like America and Assholeville. And portions of Australia are now going back into stage 4 lockdown.
Yeah. Hopefully it's only for a short time, but we'll see how, if people adhere to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, we're...
we'll get there. We'll get there.
Yeah, sure. What do we have? Like, things to look forward to?
Uh-huh.
We hopefully will have on August 28th the next pendulum party.
Yes.
Will be the second of the year. Mm-hmm. Provided that, you know, we don't become the Florida of the Southern Hemisphere.
As long as the lockdowns work and people around here are sensible and smart and stay home, then we'll be okay.
Yes. Wear your mask.
Yeah. Wear,
yeah.
Let's all be Batman. Come on.
Let's all be Batman. I'm Batman. It's more Bane.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah.
I don't know the words, but he sounds like a mixture of Sean Connery and Willy Wonka.
Oh my God. Wow. This is going well, isn't it?
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can't sit still. And every time I move, I hear it. So tough. Listen, it's ASMR, people. It's ASMR.
Or we're just going to tie you down to the chair and then put you in a straight jacket.
Then I'll just say the safe word. And that noise isn't me. That's our fucked up dog. Okay. That's our neurotic dog who's trying to dig to, I don't know, whatever is on the other side of the earth from Australia, which is probably somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean near where the Titanic sank.
Yeah. He's been digging through his bed, I don't know, for months and he hasn't gotten very far. In fact, he hasn't even got through the bed.
Get a job. Okay, so let's try to continue on to this podcast. So just to let some people at home know, like Angela and I are in our very sexy early 40s.
Uh-huh.
And we are now playing a role-playing game because that's what life has become. Now, I am not shaming anyone who plays role-playing games because tabletop role-playing games are fucking awesome. We've just never had friends who actually wanted to play with us. And now that we have friends that want to play with us, and also play tabletop role-playing games, we've got some. And so we've been doing that, and that's been exciting. That's been something that COVID-19 has instigated, I'll say. And it's pretty awesome to have friends that, you know, you can like, ooh, let's roll for Constitution, and then also roll me for other things.
I was trying to figure out where you're going with that one.
Yeah, see? Roll for dexterity. So... what are we talking about tonight?
I have no idea. This one's yours.
Well, this is August.
Yes.
We are now officially in August. And I didn't realize this because I don't keep up with the fads that all the kids are doing. But apparently, August is anal month.
Ooh. Well, they do both start with A, so that makes sense. It would either have to be August or April.
That's very good. wonder what April, A, what the A for April is.
Areolas?
It's areola, National Areola Month. International Areola. Yeah, so it's officially anal month. And so while our more astute
oh.
listeners may be like, oh, guys, you've already done a couple of podcasts on anal. What we have learned is that when you're over 200, people don't go back and listen to your whole
No, it's been a while. Yeah.
And so we're like, all right, well, you know, although some people might think it's asinine, we're going to go back and hopefully by the end of this podcast, you'll be pretty excited as to what you've learned.
We're going to see how many more puns you can slide in there.
Yes. Uh-huh. I know you'll be bummed out if I don't come up with some more.
I will be. Sarcastic. You're correct.
Uh-huh. And people at home probably, you know, they have their hunches that I'll have a few more things I can I can pull out.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to do to bring up the rear at the end?
Well, I mean, that was cheeky, but on the backside, it was actually really good. All right.
Okay.
Let's get to the bottom of this.
Right. Let's do it. Come on. Bring it.
That's basically all I've got is your puns. So I think that one of the things that's important to talk about when we talk about anal sex or anything to do with the ass is most people assumption is that it's dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And that like I'll say that,
you know, I mean, it can be,
but so can a lot of things.
It can also be clean.
Yes. Which brings me to our new bathroom toy. We got a bidet. When this whole COVID thing started, of course, Australia, like everywhere else in the world, for some reason went really crazy and bought all the toilet paper, which I don't quite understand, really.
Mm. No, because even the like normal size pack that we buy, which fortunately we had bought just before all of this, it still lasts for several months. It's not like you really have to stock up for a long time.
Yeah, I mean,
and if you're going through that much toilet paper, you have a bigger problem.
You do. You have,
or you should have a really large family. One or the other.
Way too much fiber. Yeah, I don't quite understand that. But a month and a half ago or so, we bought a bidet, and it is one of those really fancy ass bidets that. See, you know when it's one that I don't intend to do because I actually laugh at my own jokes. All the others were intentional. It's a fancy-ass bidet, and it's got a heated seat. It's got a remote. It's got this little filter so that the water that sprays you is actually filtered, which I don't know why that's important, but I mean.
Because you want clean water going in your ass and the toilet tank water isn't clean? Or the water coming through the line, I guess?
Maybe? We drink that water. I mean, not that water, but.
Well, we also filter that, too.
I mean, I drink out of the sink.
Well, sometimes.
You brush your teeth with that water.
Yeah, I don't swallow. Not bad.
Oh my God. So and it actually heats the water before it sprays you. Mm-hmm. But like,
and it can warm the air before it dries your bum.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
I quite highly recommend it. It saves, ultimately it saves more water than purchasing toilet paper. Mm. And all in all, it's better for the environment.
Yeah. And it feels really good. It's fun. And even if you don't want the water spraying you and all of that stuff, it's also really great just for the heated seat. Like, just the heated seat alone is amazing, especially on the cold winter days. Oof.
Yes, but we have had some guests say that it's one of those, it feels like somebody else has been sitting on it.
Yeah, and I get that. Like, it is warm, but I guess it's like when you sit on somebody's warm seat, like on the bus or something like that. But it's still, like, versus a cold toilet seat in the middle of winter, I'll take the warm.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Even if it's somebody else's warm.
So basically, if we didn't have the bidet, I guess what I'm saying is you need to pre-warm my toilet seat for me.
That's what I used to have to do. It's like every morning I would get up and all the way around it. You know, in hindsight, it would have been smarter just to sit on it.
Oh my God, the things you do for love.
That's right. So look, The bidet is absolutely amazing, and we've had a few friends come over, and they've used it, and they're like, oh my God, this thing is
just gonna move in now.
Yeah, it's like this is where we use the toilet now. We should start charging like White Castle used to do.
Uh-huh. A nickel for every toilet seat usage.
That's right.
And then we'll turn around and pay that to Lawrence for every time we use his sounds.
That's right. That's basically all we do. So, look, the long and short of it is the anus can be clean on the outside. There will always be a little bit of fecal matter inside, but we're not telling you to stick your finger in and then stick it in your mouth. If that's what you want to do.
If you want to, yeah. Sure, but no.
I should also prereq this with neither one of us are doctors, but we stayed at a Holiday Inn once. So, I mean, that accounts for something, right?
We do enjoy anal play, though we're not doctors.
That's right.
Yes.
So I did read a study that was talking about the safety of analingus, which is rimming or oral sex on the anus. And the long and short of it was, is there a danger? Of course, there's always a danger for STIs and possible bacteria. Mm-hmm. But it is less dangerous overall than penetrative anal sex or penetrative vaginal sex that's unprotected.
Okay. Interesting. I
mean, the study size was small, and you know how these studies are. But
I'm going to guess that's more for STIs anyway than, say, for bacterial infections.
Sure, of course. But yeah.
But even so, if you make a reasonable effort to be clean, then your risk of bacterial infections is super low.
Yes. So if it's something that you want to do, take a shower, take a bath, shower or bath, bathe with your partner. Mm-hmm. And it's something that then both of you are
it's nice foreplay.
Yeah. Then, so I guess the next thing that some people ask is, how do I broach the subject with my partner? Mm-hmm. Whether I want to do it to them or I want them to do it to me. And this will be general anal play of all kinds, both oral and penetrative.
Right. So how do you? What's your suggestion?
Well, I was going to say, do you have any advice?
Well, I mean, honestly, I just prefer the direct method. I'd say just ask and just say, hey, this is something I'm interested in. And I mean, we talked about it many a time, is that if you want to broach something new and you don't think you can do it directly, watch porn, you know, look at anal play, just do some research together even. And it can be something that you ask, or you mention that, like, this is something I'm interested in. Would you be interested in either doing it to me or me doing it to you? Is it something that we could potentially explore together? Not right this second, but let's do some research. Let's look at this some. And I think researching it together will also help your partner to become more comfortable with it. And like everything, you know, give them time to think about it, just like you've had time to think about it.
So, yeah, I think, like, not everybody's as direct as you are.
No, I know. So then I don't know how to be subtle about things like this.
But I do think that there's something valuable about saying, let's watch porn together or let's read erotica together, so that you can visualize both actual visually or orally, and then talk about it. What do you think about that? If you watch porn where one partner is giving a rim job to another partner, say something like, I think that's hot. I'd like to do that to you. Or I would love it if you did that to me. Or if you're in an open relationship already, I'd love it if someone did it to me.
And you can talk about what it is that really excites you about it. Like, why? What makes it hot?
Why is it hot? And I'll say, from an experiential point of view, there's something, it feels really good. Mm. You know, even just the bidet alone is great. And there are toys out there that can sort of simulate tongues and whatnot.
Yeah.
And that feels good as well. And again, building on this, I think that there was a stigma to any kind of anal play amongst men or male-bodied people, at least in the 80s and 90s. It's not as much today, but it's becoming a little more acceptable, but that it was strictly a homosexual act. The truth of the matter is your anus has more nerve endings than your penis does. So, you know, the feelings, the experiential feelings are absolutely amazing. And that's just from the surface and first few centimeters in. Mm. Once you make it to the prostate, it's, you know, all bets are off.
The whole nother ball game.
I need an explosion sound. I don't have it.
No. Hoo-hoo.
Close enough.
Or riding that train.
that's my explosion sound.
Hoo-hoo. Your explosions are really weird.
They're British. British explosions are so polite.
Okay, so let's say you've brought it up with your partner, and over time you've come to some kind of agreement that, you know, yes, they're willing to, or you found a partner who is willing to go down this path and explore with you.
Go down this dark path.
Uh-huh.
There's a pun there.
Let's get to the actual, like, cleaning, because you talked about taking a shower together.
Yeah. So, look, for me, it comes in one of, well, all of three processes. You've got the deep clean, the shallow clean, and then the surface clean. And all three of those together, I think, are important. And the first deep clean, also, if, you know, if you're squeamish, this is going to be a shit podcast.
Right. Okay.
You know, I really wish I had a sound for rolling eyes, but
we've talked about it. You need to get one.
We really need to find something for rolling of the eyes, because your eyes are, we can almost hear it. It's like Mrs. H style rolling the eyes.
I'm channeling her right now.
But go to the bathroom, use the toilet, empty your bowels. Mm-hmm. Once you eat, it can take between 2 and 10 hours to fill the colon. Or the area of the colon that holds your poo, and you empty that out. If you don't feel like you have to go to the bathroom, that doesn't mean that necessarily you're empty, but you can, God, these jokes, they write themselves. Just use the bathroom and, you know, most right there, that's your biggest hurdle.
Also, I'll say that if this is something that you're really thinking about and planning on, because I mean, now it's, you do sometimes have surprise anal in times that you're going to
not on purpose. That should only be an accident.
No. But like times that you might be like, hey, let's do this in the heat of the moment kind of thing.
Oh yeah. And then suddenly you're like wrapped up in the heat of the moment.
Yeah. But most of the time, especially if this is something you're just exploring, you're gonna be planning it. So even think about what your diet needs to be ahead of time.
Yeah.
You know, if it's something that you're really conscious of, then think about what do I need to eat in that the day, 2 days, whatever before. Yeah.
Because there are things that don't digest. Should I tell a nasty story?
Go for it.
That I don't think I've ever told on this podcast.
Yeah, do it.
So way back in the before four time, like before four time, when like, this is even before you, Angela. In fact, I was still living in Tennessee. I was hooking up with this guy and I was topping and wearing a condom, of course. And at one point, you know, you while you're having sex, you kind of pull out and you often will look at your partner's ass as you're fucking that ass. And I look down and I see the hull of a black bean on the condom on my cock. Uh-huh. And I remember thinking, that was once a black bean. And I stopped eating black beans for a while. I'm back to black beans.
Did you really?
Yeah, because it was just, there was something really at the time. Of course, I was also young and ignorant and foolish and whatnot, easily grossed out, I guess. I was squeamish. There's the word. I was squeamish. Mm. And it did. It sort of affected me. And I was like, yep, that's, don't like that.
That's pretty funny.
So things like that might happen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's only bad if you then pick it off and eat it again.
Oh. I'm sure somebody has a fetish like that out there, but I'm going to guess it's not many people.
I'm not going to yuck your yum, but that is a yum that I don't want to in part take of.
That's also a very specific yum.
That is. And that's also, that's talking about what we were talking about before with bacteria. That's that's the highway to E. coli.
It's a good way to get something. Yeah, that's for sure.
So people, I can just feel people. God damn it. We need to look and see when people stop listening. If it's at 20 minutes, we'll know it's me. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's use the toilet. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's step number one. Step number two, and this is an optional step. This is the only optional step, is douching, cleaning. Mm-hmm. So if you go to any sex store, both extremely lowbrow and the very, very nice ones, you will find many options for cleaning your insides out.
An anal douche
of some sort. There are options that connect to your shower. Mm-hmm. I am going to blanketly say that for new people, that is not something to start with, because too much pressure, that is not what you want in your rectum. Rectum, damn near killed them.
Damn it, you beat me to it.
I saw you, and I was like, gotta get it. Like, this is what happens, Angela, when you lean away from the microphone. You lose a split second.
Damn it.
But yeah, you don't want that. And Also, some people are squeamish about pooing in the shower because let me tell you, I tried that the first time and I know we've podcasted about that.
Waffle stomp.
The waffle.
It's a waffle stomp.
It is a waffle stomp. And I know we've podcasted about that, but it's like some of us have a physical aversion to releasing our muscles in the shower.
And that's completely okay.
Absolutely. If you can do it, awesome. I pee in the shower all the time, but I just can't bring myself to poo in the shower.
You don't have to.
Yeah, because like it also wants to, I'm sure it wants to run down your legs because it's mainly warm water. Anyway, gross.
I mean, right. Ugh. Okay, so not a hookup shower, anal douche, just a handheld squeezy bottle one.
That's typically the best.
Yeah.
Warm water. Don't use cold water. There's experience.
Don't use hot water.
Don't use hot water.
Just lukewarm, tepid water.
Yeah, something that is lukewarm to the touch. Yeah, I can tell you from experience. Cold water leads to cramps. Cramps are bad. so yeah, and it's just all you do is, you know, squeeze in, fill yourself up, wait for a while, and then empty yourself out.
And some people may want to put a little bit of lube on the outside of the, I don't know, the stick rod part that goes in.
The just spigot?
What do you call that?
The spigot?
Yeah. Whatever that part, the straight part that goes inside, you might want a little bit of lube to help that go inside. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, lube yourself, lube it, water-based lubes. There's no need for soap.
No.
Don't use soap. Mm-mm. Don't use soap. Soap's an irritant. Just warm water. If you're not comfortable with it doing once, do it a second time. Mm-hmm. By the second time, everything that goes in should come out clean water. Mm-hmm. It'll look like clean water.
Yeah.
And at that point, you are now internally clean. Then I would jump in the shower and then take a nice warm shower or bath and soap yourself up. So then you are now externally clean. Mm-hmm. So at this point, you are ready for just about anything that somebody might throw at you or into you.
And also, if you want to be sure that you're extra clean, you can always use an intimate wipes like that, after dark intimate wipes or something like that.
Yes.
Or if it is kind of a last minute, you've been out, you want to play a bit, and this is something you want to do, but you haven't had time to do all of the lead up and all of the prep, you can still always use something like an after dark intimate wipe to clean yourself with. You can even, you know, just put it on your finger and stick your finger up a little bit just to clean the area a little bit. So there are levels of clean depending on what the circumstance allows for and what you're comfortable with. But starting out, I would suggest trying to be as clean as possible because that will that'll mentally help you and your partner, I think, as you get into this.
Yeah. So it is definitely one of those things that you want to be able to relax and you want your partner to be comfortable. Mm. Both of you need to be comfortable with whatever's about to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I guess, what is the next question? Is the next question, what do we do?
I think, yeah, how do you get into it? Because, I mean, for us, I know.
Like a dog eating porridge. Like, what's it?
A bulldog eating porridge. There you go,
like a bulldog eating porridge.
Yeah.
that's basically it.
That's great. I love it. Yeah, I think for us it depends on exactly what we're doing, because if we're doing rimming, then we often will just get right into it.
Yeah.
But if we're going to be doing insertion of any kind, then we'll tend to start off with maybe some sensual massage, some kind of just a lot of foreplay to kind of get things warmed up, get each other comfortable, kind of get into the mood and make that connection with one another.
Yeah. And so I think that it's important to remember that it's not something, nothing anally is something that should be done quickly. It is it's very much something that you work up to, you work into.
Take your time, play with each other, draw it out. There's no rush. Don't do this quickly.
To touch on rimming can be anything that you really want it to be. There's something fun about just kind of licking outside and not, it's all surface stuff. Just a bit of licking around the anus and maybe in different directions, whatever. You don't have to push your tongue inside somebody's ass. You don't have to. If you want to, you may do that as well. But it is not something that's not really what the point is. You don't want to suck. You don't want to blow. All it is tongue play and maybe a little lip nibbling kind of thing. So I think it's important to also, you know, there's something nice about maybe biting the cheeks themselves lightly. Biting the cheeks themselves. It's something that while you're doing that, you can also, you've got two hands, play with your partner, play with their genitalia and let that kind of, you know, be part of the action. Something nice about a rusty trombone.
And also,
look, see, I did an urban dictionary thing in your face.
And also, if you really aren't comfortable with rimming, because I wasn't for a very long time, but if you're not, and I have gotten better with it, of course, and bidet does help because the bidet is amazing. But jinx.
Now I can't talk. Damn it.
But if you are uncomfortable with rimming just on its own, you can always use something like a dental dam. And that's a good way to do rimming to kind of get into it, but still not make contact if you don't necessarily want to.
Right. And if you can't get your hands on a dental dam, you can use things like saran wrap.
Yep.
You can use a condom and cut it. Mm-hmm. Cut both ends off of a condom, and then you unfold it, and now it's basically a latex dental dam.
Yep.
Go to wherever you would get your STI checking done. And if they give away condoms, if you ask them for dental dams, they will be like so excited that somebody actually asked about dental dams, and they'll be throwing them at you.
Yeah, I had that experience.
Yeah, literally. And they'll give them, they're free. They'll give them to you for free because, you know, these places give sexual, you know, it's for sexual health. Mm-hmm. And this is something that is, you know, part of sexual health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So if you are squeamish about doing rim jobs, because rimming is awesome, it's amazing. And we would do it occasionally without dental dams before, but now more so. But even so, it's just, and especially if you are, you know, one of those kind of unplanned sessions and you feel like you want to do it in the moment, but you maybe haven't cleaned as good or you're not. Maybe it's a new partner and you're not comfortable, you don't know them, then that's a good way to do it as well and still be able to have that enjoyment and that sensation, but just a little bit of protection.
Yeah. I'm actually really funny when it comes to rimming other people.
How so?
I don't know. Let me think about it for just a second. We'll take a quick break and then we'll come back and I'll try to.
A man of mystery.
I know. Yeah. I am myself a man of mystery. So we will come back after this short break and I will tell you about how rimming is weird for me. So our dear friends over at altplayground.net, they've got some news.
Ooh, what is it?
I know. So they've had other adult sites that have merged into Alt Playground.
Oh, cool.
So earlier this year, Sexy Mofo was merged into Alt Playground. And now they're welcoming mm-hmm. Swinger Social to the Alt Playground family. So the exciting part about this is if you were a member of these sites previously, you are being provided a trial membership to Alt Playground.
Oh, cool. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Alt Playground is making big moves to better serve the, you know, our community, our lifestyle community. And we're hoping that everybody who's listening to us will join that movement too. And how do you do that? You go to altplayground.net, you sign up, mm-hmm. you come say hi to us mm-hmm. on our community board, by the by podcast, hint, hint, hint. And you check out all the awesome people who are already on Alt Playground, mm-hmm. both podcasts and other influencers in the sexy swingers world.
And also the sexy swingers that are on there.
And then also the sexy swingers who are on there.
Uh-huh.
So definitely go to altplayground.net, check out the cool things that they have and some of their nice features, and say hi to us when you go by.
Yeah.
Get it? Go by. Ugh. Do you want a new sex toy?
Yeah, actually I do.
Do you want something to shove in your ass?
Well, maybe, yeah.
Yeah. So if both of those answers are yes, or even if they're maybe yes, go to adamandeve.com when you go shopping, find some butt stuff. There's a whole page section for butt stuff. Now, arguably they do have butt stuff for men, butt stuff for women. Look, a butt is a butt is a butt. I'm not going to make a rebuttal about this.
Well, some of them may be more geared towards men to hit the prostate.
Exactly. If it's got a little bit of a curve to it, but you know, everybody likes a little curve, right? I mean, come on.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
We all like curves.
You guys, like, I love my curves. But if you go to adamandeve.com and you find you a nice toy to ram in your ass or gently push into your ass.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Way, that's more.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey. You know, there's enough room for both.
All right, not going to yuck your yum.
That's right. And when you check out, you use the little coupon code, by the by, what are you going to get?
I'm going to go with 50% off of an item and free shipping.
That's right. You'll get 50% off your item that you've put in your little sexy basket. You'll get free shipping.
And you get goodies, too.
Like video on demand. Uh-huh. Some porn to watch as you're inserting that into your asshole. Awesome. I love it. And you'll also get a bunch of goodies thrown in. In fact, the other day I was looking at some new butt toys myself. Mm-hmm. And when I used our code, because, you know, why not? They put in like free toy cleaning, some free lube.
Oh, that's nice.
It was nice. It was like this whole little anal package.
Cool.
So, you know, if you're anal about your sex toys.
Uh-huh.
And you want just the right thing to, you know, to put in the end. Mm-hmm. Technically I'm awesome. Definitely go to adamandeve.com, and when you check out, use by the by. BYTHEBI.
And we're back, and Bradford has been deep in thought here. Head in his hands, deep in thought.
And deep in something. Okay, so I don't know. Like, I have, like...
Can I go back up for a moment?
Yes.
So,
help me out here. I'm struggling.
You have an issue rimming some people.
Yes.
So let's start.
But I don't have an issue rimming other people.
Let's start with, who do you not have an issue with? You don't have an issue with me.
No.
Do you have an issue with a gentleman?
I don't know. Like, because I haven't done that much to him.
All right. What about Leo?
Not at all.
What about other partners, like, say, at the club, say at OSS?
So, random partners I have trouble with, but not all partners. Like, so some of the people that we play with on a semi-regular basis, I really don't have an issue with. But some of the people we have, even on a semi-regular basis, I do.
And so it's person-dependent.
Yeah, it's really individual-dependent. And I'm not even sure I can quantify what it is, other than to say, it's something.
Well, it could just be the level of relationship that you have with them, the type of relationship, and the kind of play that we have done other than anal, but the kind of play that we've done with them otherwise. Because every couple, every person, we play with a little bit differently.
Yeah. So it's interesting because I'm trying to quantify, because I will say, like, if you look at the gentleman and Leo, those are perfect examples. Like, with Leo, absolutely, I have no, all the time. With the gentleman, no. But arguably, our relationship is not really kind of like it's weird. I'm really struggling with this because I don't even know the words that I'm trying to come up with. I think the thing is with the gentleman is it is really equal parts, him, me, you. And with, say, Leo, it's more him and me and you. Whereas, like, yeah, and I don't know that really matters.
Is it just a different dynamic?
Yeah, maybe that's it. And then I think, well, maybe it has to do with being more sub or more dom. Like, I'm more likely to do it with somebody who's more dominant. And that would make sense, because the gentleman definitely in our play sessions is almost always, well, he's always sub to you. And oftentimes he and I see him as more of an equal. I'm less likely to do it for someone who I consider an equal or who is dominance wise less than me.
So maybe it does come down to a dom sub thing.
Whereas Leo, although I would call him also sub to you, because, well, I mean, everybody on earth is sub to you.
Not true.
Most people on earth are sub to you. Like, he and I have a much more push pull kind of dominance. Yeah, I don't know.
So do you have any issues receiving a rim job from anyone?
No.
Right. I thought that was going to be the answer.
No, not at all. Not at all. No.
Okay.
Not at all. Mm-hmm. If you want to do that, I am happy to have you do that.
So maybe as far as giving a rim job, it's more if it's in the realm of dom sub relationship or dom sub play than it is sexy play.
Maybe.
Is that it?
I don't know. Because like, honestly, my thing is, honestly, like with you and I, if I get a little drunk, all it takes is 3-4 glasses of wine. And like, I just want to lick your ass. Mm-hmm. That's all I want to do. And so that's gotten me thinking a lot recently, what with the whole anal month thing popping up and all the my whole Instagram and Twitter feed talking about the ass. Like, why? What is it about that that makes me want to now give you a rim job when, 3 years ago? It might have crossed my mind every once in a while.
Do you think it has anything to do with the fox play, kind of the animalistic side?
No. I actually think it has to do with... Bear with me.
Okay.
Because I watch a lot of Criminal Minds.
Oh, God. Okay.
I think it's very much like what on these crime shows where they talk about serial killers and escalation. Mm-hmm. I think it's about escalation. So we start out doing one thing. At some point, that one thing is no longer exciting or special. I mean, it is, but it doesn't give you the thrill that it once did because it's no longer novel. Mm-hmm. And so you start doing something else. So it might be masturbation to oral play, or I say masturbation to mutual masturbation, to oral play, to penetrative sex, to, and I think that's why most guys, you know, that stereotype of most guys want to fuck a woman in the ass. And it ends up being that thing that is so unique and different and special and unlike what they are used to. Mm-hmm. Most sex play is between a heterosexual couple is penis and vagina sex play.
Yeah, mostly. Fair enough.
And so why does a guy want to fuck you in the ass? Because it's different. Mm. It's something novel. And I think that for many, if you had a relationship where a man only fucked a woman in the ass all the time, I think fucking her in the vagina would be like this thing that he really wants to do. It would be so different. It's so special.
Yeah, no, I get it.
And I think that's honestly, I mean, I realize it's a really bizarre way for me to talk about it. I think that's honestly kind of where it is with me. It's like, it's something that a lot of people see as not traditional. It's different. It's weird. And part of that is the turn on for that. Mm. Like, I like that. Also, I like the, because I like what it does for me, and I think that for you, you don't respond as much to it as some people. I don't think it does as much personally for you as it does for me.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I enjoy it, but it's not like it's not the most amazing thing in the world.
Yeah.
So
what is the most amazing thing in the world?
Sorry. I don't know.
That's great.
Thank but you. It's not anal play. All right, so do we need to go back to...
Yeah, where were we?
We've cleaned ourselves. Yeah. We're starting to get into the mood, starting to kind of get into some play, taking it slow, yes. Playing with each other, warming each other up, maybe giving a massage, massaging the ass cheeks, kind of really warming up that area, maybe doing some rimming. If we want to talk about insertion...
So I would say if you're not into rimming, if rimming is not something you want to do, at least use your finger.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, a finger around the ass, around the anus is a surrogate tongue. Mm. With enough lube, just little light circles, start in one direction clockwise, go for a little while, and then change it up counterclockwise, little X's, the phi symbol.
Just play with it. Have fun.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Do all kinds of things. And then, you know, you can do light insertions as well with your finger.
And if you're squeaky about that, wear gloves.
Yeah, absolutely. Or a condom. Yeah. Roll a condom on your finger.
They also, if you really get into it, they make little finger cots like at the medical supply stores.
I don't like those.
Oh, I don't either. I'd rather have a glove than that.
Yes, and let me tell you why. So there's always that worry that, remember, anything that goes into the ass which is strange, doesn't necessarily want to come out of the ass, which I really don't understand that. Like,
I mean, physiologically, eventually, right?
Well, physiologically, it makes no sense. How does it get around the poo? Anyway, so like if you insert something into your anus and you can't pull it out of your anus, you should probably talk to your doctor.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
When I said probably, I meant I don't know about a finger cot. I'm assuming a finger cot would come back out.
I would assume.
But if it's a toy or a cucumber or some other vegetation or a shampoo bottle or a pineapple, or I'm just going through all the things that I remember reading that people have shoved into their ass, go to your doctor.
Right. I was going to say, I would assume that a finger cot would work itself out just for the sheer fact that dogs eat condoms and it works itself out. So I would assume that would come out.
But dogs don't eat condoms with their ass.
No, but I mean, surely at some point it would like work itself into the poo and come out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, Do you really want to have to dissect your own poo?
No. And
to make sure a finger cut came out?
No, I'm just.
Wear a fucking glove.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of them. Yeah.
Yes. So, which goes back to the, when you're inserting anything, make sure it has a very wide flared base. You want it like Marilyn Monroe. Wide at the top, skinny in the middle, wide at the bottom. So only stick Marilyn Monroe into your ass. Look, the point is you want it to be wider. You want it to have a skinny point. Mm-hmm. I'll also say, and there might be people out there who disagree with me, and that's fine. I think you're wrong. But the little bejeweled butt plugs, mm-hmm. be careful of those. So what you really want is the flare to be wider than the widest point of the inserted butt plug. And a lot of those, if you look at them, their flare or their flange or whatever you want to call that, the disc that is supposed to stop at your ass, at the outside of your ass, is the same diameter as the widest point of them.
Yeah, and most of them do have the skinny little neck in between.
Yes.
But it's still, the jeweled part is not any wider than the widest part of the plug itself.
So why is that a concern? The sphincter muscle, so you've got two sphincter muscles, for your ass. You've got the outside one that we're all familiar with that looks like a balloon knot. And then you've got one that's about 2.5 to 4 centimeters, a little bit deeper in that is, those are the two barriers that keep all the things inside in and are meant to keep the stuff that's outside out. Mm. Once those relax. And once they're relaxed enough to let one in, it's unlikely, but it's possible with an aggressive partner, if you are foolish or too many toys or something happens, that second part that flange could just pop in.
Could get sucked in.
Yes. Yeah. Once again, resulting in a trip to the emergency room. And like for some of us, my biggest fear wouldn't be the discussion with the doctor. I'd be like, dude, I jammed this in my ass. My biggest fear would be like getting it out. It sounds painful.
Yes. And just as a side note, if something were to get stuck in your rectum and you needed to go to the doctor or you need to go to the hospital to get it out, be honest with them.
Yeah.
Because it's going to save everybody a lot of trouble and it's going to make it faster and easier and you might have a good laugh. It's fine, but just be honest.
It'll be a great story to tell no one at work the next day. Think of the days off you'd get from work.
Well, maybe.
I mean, if you're honest with your HR person.
Yeah.
So it is something that's very important to think about. Doesn't matter how long the toy is, it still needs to be flared or flanged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about lube?
There is never enough lube. Also, spit is not lube, but there's never enough lube.
And what kind of lube?
So that depends on what you're using. If you're using a body part, a human body part, without any covering on it, if that's your thing, then I like the thickest, like nastiest, like ugh, it's going to stick to everything lubes possible.
Like a silicone lube.
Like an almost an animal fat lube.
Okay.
So Crisco is actually used pretty commonly in some circles commonly. That's a great lubricant. Feel was also there's something called boy butter, which also feels like Crisco. It's the same stuff. I'm not sure exactly what it's made. It's not water based. It's oil based. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know, but if you have both, make sure that you only use the Crisco for making your banana bread afterwards.
That's
not the boy butter. We haven't tried that.
That's right. That's right. Would you put Crisco in banana bread?
I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm not judging. I'm totally judging. Look, I'm pretty sure boy butter is oil-based, which means it's going to be bad for most toys that aren't metal, and it's going to be bad for all silicone toys, mm-hmm. bad for condoms, great for your hands and penises. Mm-hmm. That, I mean, it's good. It sticks around. It's usually really lubricated. It's really nice. If you're using a silicone toy or a condom, I like hybrid lubes that are partial silicone, partial water-based. I find they stick around a little longer and they feel more like lotion. They've got a wonderful like texture to them. I'm not a big fan of water-based lubes for anal play. And I know that goes against what a lot of people say, because water-based lubes, you know, are the best for condoms.
They are the best for condoms, but you do have to really use a lot of lube in that case. I mean, you should anyway use a lot of lube, but you really have to be sure to use a lot, and you may have to reapply even yeah. with a water base, because it is water based. Your body's going to soak it up.
Yeah. And just to make it very clear, because I always say spit is not lube. If you're using water based lube, spit can be lube, because what makes water based lube sticky is the fact that it's losing its moisture. So if you spit on it, there's enough moisture that it's going to add it back for a little while. It won't be to its full lubey lusciousness, but it will be. It'll help.
It can reactivate it a little bit, yeah. But you mentioned something.
And if that's part of your thing, like you like the spitting on people.
And degradation, yeah.
Yeah.
But you did mention something there about condoms. And obviously condom usage, if you're putting a penis into an anus. However, well, yes. But also one of the things that we often will do is if we're using toys and butt plugs and whatnot, we'll put an old, like your old expired condoms that you don't necessarily want to use with people.
Yeah.
We'll use those on our toys. And that's both for vaginal play and for anal play.
Yeah.
But it's a good way, especially if you are squicky about things with anal play, it's a good way to keep the toys a little bit cleaner, is to put a condom on it. And that way, when you're done, you just roll the condom off, throw it away.
Yeah. And additionally, if you're not concerned with the oil breaking the condom, breaking the latex, if it's on a toy, you can use the boy butter. You can use the oil-based lubes and not really care, because worst case scenario, you're just cleaning the toy as well,
which
you're probably already cleaning anyway. So that's something that is kind of nice. Additionally, silicone toys, I would resist using silicone lube with silicone toys, because you can get that little buildup. And if you've ever felt a silicone toy that feels a bit rough, that's because the silicone from the lube is sticking to the silicone, because silicone wants to stick to silicone. You can use silicone lubricant with condoms. The silicone shouldn't break down the latex. But
just a little tip there if you want to.
Just the tip?
Yeah. If you want to keep things a little bit cleaner, a little bit neater, is just use a condom on your toy. It can make things a little bit better, especially if you're just starting out.
Really quickly, well, let's talk a bit about, let's assume that you're having something inserted in you, mm-hmm. and it's not a toy, that it's either a penis or a surrogate for a penis, so like a strap-on, mm-hmm. and talk about positions.
Before we even go there, let's talk about prepping for insertion, because I know that if we're going to do something like that, I like to wear a butt plug around for a little while first.
So it's important to remember that any porn that you've seen where a woman is getting fucked anally, she has been in dilation for at least a couple of hours, sometimes upwards of 3 or 4 hours, and she's had multiple sized dildos inserted, so that because what we're trying to do is relax those muscles. And while some of us have a better are more adept at relaxing that mentally and just telling your ass to relax, that's not something that we normally do.
Yeah.
We often hold in, whether it's poos or gas or whatever, we're tightening that muscle, and it's something that we're really good at tightening it, and very poor players at relaxing it. So you want to be able to relax it. So start with smaller butt plugs and work your way up to something larger until you're ready to insert whatever you're hoping to insert. Mm-hmm. Once you're at that point where you're ready for
insertion,
again, something that's attached to someone else to be inserted into you, like I think a great position to start in is for them to be on their back and for you to be above them. This gives you much better control on speed and depth of insertion. And it's even better if you can be squatting. So not knowing, if you've ever seen those commercials for the squatty potty, the reason those things work is when you bring your legs up in that position, your rectum is kind of in an S, And so once you bring your legs up, it sort of straightens that S out. And the straighter that S is, the more of your rectum, the easier it is to insert something into it. That means that you are either on your back with like a frog on its back with your knees up towards your armpits, or you are squatting over your partner and you are then controlling the speed mm-hmm. of insertion. So another thing that can be done is if you've got an ottoman or something like that, have your partner lay on the ottoman. That way you can straddle them and then slowly insert have the insertion. Once you're comfortable with that, like slowly putting yourself into that position or having them slowly putting their, where I'm going to use penis as for lack of a better term, into you, just wait, be patient. And at some point your body's going to become accustomed to it and relaxed. And then at that point you can do whatever you want. You can have them do some minor thrusting or you can just have them go to pound town. I mean, mm-hmm. if you're comfortable with that, if that's what you're wanting.
Yeah, and I think the main thing is just to take your time, go slowly with it, don't rush it whatsoever. This isn't a race. It's you're in it for the long haul, and just really take your time, go slow, use a lot of lube.
Yeah.
And if you need to take a break at some point, that's okay too.
Yeah, and there's something to be said about stimulation while you're being fucked.
I like to have my clit stimulated while we're doing anal play.
Use a rabbit for that feeling of double penetration. Mm. If you were born with a penis and you're fucking somebody's ass and they have a vagina and they've got a vibrator in there, you can feel it vibrating. The walls aren't that thick. Mm-hmm. If you're fingering them, you can actually touch your own cock through the vaginal wall, which is kind of weird. But kind of amazing as well. Pay attention to the clit. Jack the partner off. Play with their balls. Play with their nipples. Pinch their nipples. It's definitely something that the more stimulation that you get, the more exciting it becomes.
Yeah, it's not just
pleasurable
about
as well.
It's not just about the ass and only the ass. There's a lot of other parts of the body that can be played with and be stimulated at the same time.
Exactly. When you're fucking a butt, there's a lot of assets.
Well done.
Been preparing all day. Just don't worry, we're almost at the end.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what are you gonna pull out next?
I don't know, I'm sure it'll stink. I think that if I was to give like just three kind of really important things to go away with, you've already hit one of them very astutely, which is lube and more lube. Mm-hmm. The second one, which I think I'm paraphrasing you, but go at your pace. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Go at the receiver's pace.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, good point. Look, and I'm going to be that guy that's like, if you want to stick something into your partner's anus, you should be completely okay with them sticking something into yours. It's not a competition, but like...
But you should also know...
You should try it once.
And you should also know what it feels like.
Yeah.
And just really, it gives you that idea of... maybe not the idea, but the appreciation of how much lube you need to use, why going slow is so important. Like it really just kind of, I think it does help the understanding of what you're doing.
And it's like a respect thing.
Yeah. And so if you enjoy it, then awesome, great. You can both do it. And if not, then you at least understand.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I think the last thing I would like to kind of really drive home is that it's not dirty. Like we are so accustomed, I think we're taught that from a very young age, mm-hmm. that our genitals, but specifically our anus, mm-hmm. is something that's nasty, that's dirty, that is private, that nobody wants to see, nobody wants, I think that's driven into us, at least in Western culture, that it's gross.
There can be a lot of shame around it.
Yeah, and there's so much shame around it. And I think that shame is very obvious when you look at the way that, at least when we were kids, that we saw homosexual community mm-hmm. is they were disgusting, they were gross. And growing up now and becoming adult and actually, kind of looking at it myself, it's not.
No.
It's no more gross than anything else. I don't think anal play is any more gross. Is it any more disgusting? Is it any more dangerous than fellatio or cunnilingus? Mm-hmm. It's not.
It's just a different form of play.
Yeah, it's a different hole.
But that being said, you should expect, no matter how clean or how much you prepare and how you play, you should expect some amount of poo. Like there will be.
And maybe not every time, but at some point you'll see it.
Yeah, but it's not... it's not anything to be like really squicked out about. It's just, it's a part of life. We all have it. It's a part of us. And so what? Clean it off and go on.
Yeah. You
know? It's not anything to really be, I would say, to be really freaked out about.
It's not to be, nothing to be squeamish about.
Yeah.
It's a fact of life.
Yeah.
And again, you know, there's millions of nerve endings in your anus, and we didn't even touch on the prostate, which is something else we'll talk about in a future podcast, maybe even this month.
Prostate play.
Because, but I wanted to kind of focus this one on just general anal play for both male bodied and female bodied people.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good, thank you, Martha. It's a good thing. Also, if you decorate it up with some nice potpourri.
Maybe some glitter.
Some lovely draperies. Oh, that reminds me. Sorry. I know we're probably wrapping up and everybody thinks we're wrapping up, but I wanted to touch on hair.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Anuses have hair. Like, doesn't matter your gender. All genders. Well, you'll have both hairless and non-hairless anuses. That's completely up to you. Do you want to buzz it? Do you want to shave it? Do you want to whatever? That's fine.
It's natural.
Yeah. It's natural. So don't freak out about it. Yeah. I think that's something like landscape it due to your own personal comfort level, not your partner's.
So it's okay if I grow it out and then braid it?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah. But it better be a French braid because I want to draw you like one of my French women.
Deal.
Sweet. So yeah, any other, you know, we're at the end of the podcast. Any other rebuttals that you want to toss at me?
I think we're pretty good at the moment. Yeah.
Did I hit on my puns?
You have a list of puns?
Shut up. Yes.
Are they like full puns or just words, terms, like key things?
They're word terms because I didn't need to write out the full puns. I knew ultimately that this tale was a tale as old as time.
Did you hit everything?
I did with the tail one.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's what's my list that I wrote out.
Aww, and, I feel cheated.
Yeah. you knew this when you married me. Yeah. I'm happy now.
Okay, good.
Any final thoughts?
No, just give it a go. Have some fun with it. Woo-hoo. Take your time.
Yeah. So if you want to message us about your experiences with the booty play and make it bootylicious, you can email us at theatomsoflove@gmail.com. I didn't realize this because I'm dumb as a fucking box of rocks, but apparently you can go to our website, www.bytheby.com.au, and you can fill out a little form there and ask your questions.
Yes.
I'm like, we've been getting questions in. I'm like, where the fuck are these coming from? And that's because Angela devised and designed the website, and I'm too dumb to figure it out.
There's a contact us page.
So you don't even have to email us anymore. You can just go there and fill it out, and we get our questions like directly emailed to us. It's like fucking magic. It's great. Or you can message us on all of our socials, on Insta, on Twitter, and on Facebook. We are at By the By Podcast.
And if you're looking for some geeky, sexy toys,
yes,
you can go to geekysextoys.com and find some stuff there. It's always fun to go see what they've got in their arsenal.
And if you check out with the code By the By, BYTHEBI, you get a discount.
Yes.
You get a discount. And they ship. They do ship to the U.S.
Yes.
So for all of our U.S. listeners.
Yes.
Did you know I can scratch my face with the microphone?
Please don't do that.
It's ASMR. Yeah, you like that, Perth? You like that, don't you, Perth?
They're never going to let you back into WA.
I don't think they'll ever let me back into WA. After listening, if this is the thing, they like, if it's the scratching my beard with the microphone that gets me banned from WA and not this podcast, it's fine.
All right.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.